Like Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee artist Corey Fells has given 100 different women from the city of Milwaukee a chance to have their voices heard, although not through sound, but through photography. His exhibition, The 100 Women Project, opened at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in October.
It's a collection of photographs featuring influential millennial women of color that came together over the course of 3 months. From their careers to their aspirations and even their individual struggles, each picture and story gives minority women a chance to share a point of view that many may never get a chance to hear.
Fells, along with two of the women that he photographed, Nadia Johnson and Olivia Burks, and Graham Reed of the Museum of Wisconsin Art, spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell to talk about what inspired the project.
I really wanted to make a story that really is compelling and really told like a real true story about Milwaukee. So the truest, genuine story I thought about that will really connect to a lot of people around the world and the country, I thought would be about minority millennial women, specifically more Hispanic and Black women. Their stories aren't really told as often as like other ethnicities and obviously the male counterparts. So I wanted to just kind of make that very true, genuine story about women that don't really have that avenue to be able to tell their own stories. And I also looked at other projects that did really well, like The Humans of New York, where it kind of really displayed the stories of the city. Milwaukee is a very very unrecognized city in many aspects. And so I wanted to at least be able to kind of stamp that when it came to photography.
Would you also explain how you chose the title? Because when people see it, they'll notice that in the word women, there is an X where the letter E would be, and some might wonder what the meaning behind that is.
I kind of carefully thought about the project because honestly, I wanted it to be about women and only women. And as me being a male photographer talking about that, I didn't really want any male influence or anything to be kind of displayed. And it's also my personality. I didn't really want to be seen as the main voice of the project. And also for it to just mainly be about women. So I put the X there to kind of emphasize that.
And I also understand that the project is inspired by your mom. In what ways did she influence your work?
I am a mama's boy, so it is very simple as that. But yeah, my mom passed away about 8 years ago. 9 years ago today, and she was a huge influence when it came to a lot of different things. My mom, every summer, she would make me read and write a book report for her before I was able to enjoy my summer vacation. So a lot of the books that she would make me read or movies that she would make me watch and then write a whole dissertation about it would be about like Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God or The Color Purple or books in that realm. And she always emphasized to me that there's women in society here aren't really given a voice. They aren't really like talked about or they're not given proper respect. So I just felt it was just very genuine for me to kind of relate that to a project of my own.
What was the process like bringing the 100 Women Project to life? Whether it was choosing the scenery or choosing your subjects, how did you go about it?
First, I just took a walk from work to my house on the east side of Milwaukee and I just saw this beautiful huge wall with just natural like vines and it just looked really aesthetically pleasing, but I wanted to kind of make it something that kind of meant something if I wanted to take a photo there. And so I took a few photos of some close female friends that I have, and they're really influential in the city, so I knew if I took photos of them, other women would be kind of more compelled to want to take photos also. So I carefully chose about 10 of 12 women that I knew in certain pockets in Milwaukee, because I really wanted to be a very eclectic project where different people from different sides of the city were able to kind of feel like they were welcome to join. And allowed those women to kind of tell their stories, to kind of tell compelling, very truthful stories that you wouldn't even, you can look at a person and assume so many things, but you don't know what really makes that person or what they really lived through and things like that. So did that, shared it on Facebook. Remember turning my phone off and going to work out for about an hour and in that Facebook post kind of asked women, hey, if you're interested, I'll be standing outside at this location from 11 until whenever I can get as many pictures, and got done my workout, looked at my phone, and I saw there was about almost 29 shares and a lot of inboxes from women that were really interested in being a part of the project.
So Nadia and Olivia, you were two of the women Corey photographed for this project. What was it like for you two to be a part of it?
I was honored. So I was familiar with some of Corey's work, and I knew that he was an awesome photographer. And I enjoy being a part of my friends' projects in general and just watching my friends grow in their art. And so I was honored to be asked. And I believe when Corey did ask for me to be part of the project, I immediately said yes. And in retrospect, I'm grateful that I am part of such an amazing project. I was thinking about how many amazing and influential, brilliant women are part of this project that are bound for brilliant futures. And, I feel like in the future, I'll be able to hold my head high and say, yes, I was in a project with so-and-so. I was in a project with Olivia. And just be really proud about it.
Yeah, I was also very honored. It's very nice for someone to ask, what's your story? I guess that was what hit me the most and made me feel, very confident as a woman. Because when he asked, what's your story? People don't really take time to ask you, just us as women in general, like, what's going on? And I remember telling him I was in this phase of, working through self-confidence and my self-esteem, and I talked about my sister. And in my mind, I was like, I just want to be a representation for women, and especially women of color. My sister influences me a lot, and I was so happy to have the opportunity.
Now, you're in front of this Vine background, and you have Corey, this professional photographer, ready to take your picture. Did you choose your poses, or was Corey doing most of the directing?
Yeah, so this was I believe this was my first photo shoot, if you will. And I was a little nervous. I, of course, trusted that he's a phenomenal photographer. And so I was sure that he'd make me look okay. But at the same time, I was just nervous because I was like, this is not, my ministry. And so he was a great photographer in that he helped me to relax. He talked to me. And it was raining during my session. And I was like, oh my goodness. I just was able to, relax because he was, talking to me and just trying to take my mind off the fact that I was in front of a camera, and it really helped bring out my real personality. And I think that I was laughing in my picture. It kind of just my quirky self came out. And I was happy about that.
My photo shoot, so we talked. He asked me a couple questions. It felt very natural. And me and Corey actually shot before a couple years prior to this. So I was already comfortable. We already knew of each other. So it felt very natural. Mine was on a sunny day, green background, and I had a very serious look, but it was very comfortable. And he also let us choose our pictures, which was nice. So I felt in total control, not like it was the photographer's eye, it was like the women's eye. So I'm like, this is me and how I want to be represented. So that was really nice too.
Graham, as the director of collections and exhibitions at the Museum of Wisconsin Art, how did the collaboration with Corey come together?
It actually got started when the executive director, Laurie Winters, actually saw a feature on Corey on TV, I think it was. And then she called me and said, we need to look into see if we can do an exhibition with this young man. But it's kind of interesting, just going back to what Olivia just said and Nadia said about Corey's photography style, was that he let you pick the pictures. And that goes back to when you put the X in woman, I think that's kind of remarkable. A lot of photographers would say, okay, I'm going to take these pictures, but I'll be the one making the final decision. And the fact that Corey basically said, I want you to be happy with the picture, I think that speaks volumes about Corey as a photographer. But we just thought it was such an interesting project because, millennials often get a bad rap. And that this was just this wonderful marriage of not only just the visuals, and going back to the choice of backdrop, we thought was also really inspired. The ivy-covered wall going through the different seasons, as opposed to taking these portraits in a very kind of specific, identifiable backdrop where you were all against different ones, where you're looking at the backdrop going, oh, where is that in town? Or, oh, I know where that building is. It basically put all the focus on the individual rather than the background, but the marriage of the story and the image we found kind of particularly compelling. And you read these stories and they can be so inspiring, motivational, some of the adversity that some of the young ladies have come through. And but it was just very kind of not only just heartwarming, but I think very, very kind of encouraging for the future. I think you look at these stories and you say, yes, there's some really great people coming up through education, through business, starting their own businesses, getting involved with their community, not only their community, but also the wider community as well. So, you know, we just thought this would be a great place to kind of put that conversation on view at the museum.
What are some of the reactions you've either seen or heard from people who have come to the museum and seen the exhibit?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, Washington County isn't the most diverse county in Wisconsin. I think it's probably fair to say that. So by bringing this exhibition in, I think it was really exposing a lot of museum visitors to people and environments and stories that they were not familiar with, which is, you know, part of the mission, I suppose, of the museum is to open your eyes to other experiences, other people that you've not been familiar with before.
So, Corey, is this your first time, like, having your work displayed in this kind of fashion? And if so, how does it feel?
Yeah, it really is. I don't think Ram knows, but literally, I think it was around this time last year when he contacted me via email. And I think last year in December, I was trying my hardest to work with galleries in the city of Milwaukee to really kind of show the 100 Women Project, because I think it did garner a lot of like attention. And people wanted to see it in a physical form. And I think that that was the only way of giving justice to the actual project. I think just before that, I was becoming very frustrated for a year trying to work with galleries in the city of Milwaukee, because it was just time just didn't allow it to work out that way. And just before Graham, I think I was going to take a break from photography and just finish up my schooling and finish up my military career and kind of put photography on the back burner. Then Graham contacted me via email and he said, hey, I'm a part of the Museum of Wisconsin Art and I would love to be able to have your project shown here. And that really kind of like gave me a new spark, a new inspiration. And just, you know, it kind of allowed me to be able to know that the culture of photography has a somewhat of a leg or has a somewhat of an avenue to kind of grow here in the city. I'm really appreciative of Graham and the Museum of Wisconsin are kind of reaching out to me.
It also says something. I mean, we live in a very technical society, and there's one thing, you could put all this on Instagram, you could put it on a Facebook page, you could put it on a website, but there's still, I think, an incredible amount of value in walking into a space and seeing a real photograph hanging on a wall. You're not just kind of looking there, you're not swiping it with your finger. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are quite sizable photographs. We actually had to make a very difficult decision and pick 16 photographs for the exhibition. We just simply didn't have room for all 100. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you come in and you see the real object, and the scale is important. And then also for, you know, a young, talented photographer like Corey, having a museum exhibition is meaningful. I mean, that means when he moves on to future phases of his career, you know, people look at his resume, oh, you've had a museum show. Oh, well, you know, that means something, I think. And we were just delighted to be able to kind of give Corey his first museum show.
Yeah, that's great, because people were able to see the transition of me becoming an Instagram photographer to an actual fine art photographer. And there's a group of people that were able to kind of see the evolution happen, so much so that, like, during this past Christmas time, I've had like 3 or 4 cousins tell me, hey, I want to get a camera, I want to do some photography, I want to do a few videos. Even outside video, there's kids now that are in like very rough areas in the city of Milwaukee, like Burlier Center and things like that. I grew up in those areas too, that are seeing like there's a tangible outlet. I don't have to do all these typical things. Maybe being a photographer is something that's very cool, fulfilling, and especially from a kid that's from the north side of Milwaukee, which is always heavily doubted as a city or area where not much hope or not much aspiration very much happens. That I'm a product of that, and I've wanted to be able to allow other photographers to see that it is possible. And hopefully there's other photographers coming out with projects or just ideas to be able to kind of contribute to this culture or this community here in the city.
Taryn Powell is WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter. She spoke with Milwaukee photographer Corey Fells, the creator of the 100 Women Project, which is on view at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend through Sunday.
She also spoke with Nadia Johnson and Olivia Burks, two of the women that Fells photographed, and Graham Reed of the museum. There is more information at WUWM.com. Just like a